like to call to order the public hearing for this evening, and our first public hearing is downtown off-street parking requirements. This public hearing is being recorded. Those who wish to testify, please sign up in the back of the room. Make sure you sign up on the correct sheet. There are two sign-up sheets since we do have two public hearings. The public hearing procedures are as follows. Staff will provide a brief presentation, then I'll call for oral testimony using the sign-up sheets that are in the back of the room. Each person, typically we limit it to 3 minutes, but not seeing a whole lot of people signed up, I think you've got free rein. Testimony should be brief. It's not necessary to repeat testimony that's previously given. After oral testimony, the public hearing record will remain open to accept written comments until Friday, September 30th at 5 p.m. The Planning Commission will consider all oral and written testimony in subsequent meetings and forward a recommendation to the City Council. And the City Council may conduct a study session and will hold a public hearing and make a decision thereafter. And with that, I'll call on Ms. Chelsea Levy to give staff presentation.
Great. Hello, Chair and members of the Commission. My name is Chelsea Levy with the Long Range Planning Division. This is a public hearing on the proposed amendment to the downtown off-street parking regulations. The proposed changes were developed at the request of members of the Environment and Public Works Committee and Economic Development Committee of the Council. For some background, in 2009, the Council, on your recommendation, eliminated the minimum and maximum parking requirements for new development in the International Financial Services area to promote economic development. And the proposal that you'll take public comment on today began as a request to expand the parking-related benefits in the International Financial Services area to a larger portion of downtown. But as the Planning Commission and the Council committees reviewed and discussed elements of the proposal, the comprehensive plan goals for off-street parking regulations, in addition, additional goals were identified, particularly sustainability, promoting a compact urban form, and multimodal transportation options. So consequently, the proposal has changed to incorporate regulations that strive to address these goals in addition to economic development. And the details of the proposal include, one, establishing a reduced parking area in downtown, generally between South 6th Street and South 23rd Street, and between Dock Street and Tacoma Avenue, eliminating the minimum off-street parking requirements for new development within the proposed boundary. Three, reintroducing a parking maximum within the International Financial Services area while reducing the existing off-street parking maximum. Reducing the existing parking minimum and maximums for non-residential development in the downtown mixed-use, downtown residential, and warehouse residential zones. Five, restricting development of surface parking lots on designated primary pedestrian streets within the proposed boundary. Six, making permanent the expiring provisions that allow for accessible parking to be provided in a reasonable off-site alternative location that's approved by the building official. And seven, reorganizing the code to improve consistency and readability. There's clearly a lot of changes. The outreach process for this proposal has really been comprehensive. In addition to presenting elements of this proposal at four Planning Commission meetings and one joint meeting of the Economic Development and Environment and Public Works Committees, these meetings are open to the public. I have also made presentations on this topic to 12 organizations, commissions, or groups. And by my estimate, this is over 100 people that have heard a presentation on this topic and received some version of the summary handout that was provided to you today. That's this one. Most recently, I presented the proposal to the Downtown Merchants Group, the Coalition for Active Transportation, the Executive Council for a Greater Tacoma, and the Parking Management Advisory Task Force. I'll be presenting to the Downtown Business Improvement Area Board of Directors at their monthly meeting tomorrow. So in addition to those presentations, the public notification for this public hearing was also extensive. The printed postcard notice that was distributed to approximately 1,800 stakeholders, including taxpayers as listed in the records of the Pierce County Assessor Treasurer, registered business owners located within 400 feet of the proposed reduced parking area boundary. The notification was also distributed to neighborhood council board members, other neighborhood groups, business district associations, civic organizations, environmental organizations, major employers, development interests, and other known interests and individuals. The notice was posted on the public information bulletin boards in the Tacoma Municipal Building, as well as printed in the Tacoma News Tribune. The notice and public review document, which includes the complete text of the proposed changes, a policy analysis of the proposed amendment, as well as the environmental determination and CEPA checklist, was posted on the Planning Division's website and provided at all branches of the Tacoma Public Library, as well as at the Office of the Community and Economic Development Department. So at this time, we've received written comments on this proposal from three people or organizations. Downtown on the Go, which is a business organization that advocates for downtown transportation choices. We've received comment from local attorney Eric Bjornson, as well as the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. None of the written comments we've received have any objections to the proposal. Downtown on the Go and Mr. Bjornson specifically support eliminating the parking minimums as well as retaining the parking maximums. And additionally, all of the groups that I've made presentations to have been generally supportive of the proposal, with exception that when I made the presentation to the Executive Council for Greater Tacoma, they did express some concern with reducing the parking maximums from the current 3.6 stalls per 1,000 square feet. And they were also concerned with establishing regulations on surface parking lots at this time. So far, we've not received comments on the CEPA evaluation. So at this time, staff recommends that you proceed with the public hearing, take public testimony, and keep the record open until September
30th, 2011. Thank you, Chelsea. All right. First up for testimony, we call on Eric Bjornson, and after Eric, Andrew Austin. Go ahead, Eric.
Good evening, commissioners. Thank you for this leadership issue on this issue. This is an issue that's dear to my heart that I've been working. I've spent hundreds and hundreds of hours on over the last 5 years. I've written opinion pieces in the News Tribune, other articles. I've met with most council members over the last 6 years on this. I've written a lot. I've blogged a lot. I've helped bring consensus in many, many different groups. I'm not here on behalf of the North End Neighborhood Council, but we did work on that for our mixed-use center. And so anyway, thank you for your leadership. I'll say that the thing that should be your guidance when you're doing something like this is two sources: best practices and peer-reviewed research. In this instance, Donald Chupe's book and other authors on the subject have overwhelmingly said that the best practices is to let the market decide how much parking should be built, and developers do that. The other one is comparative cities, to look at other cities such as San Francisco, Seattle, Bellingham, and other ones, walkable cities, which have done that, and the urban form that this city's desires. Dozens of groups have weighed in on this over the years, one sort or the other. Off-street parking requirement, of course, is not something that the city was built with. It only came into the car-centric time of the 50s and 60s. I don't know exactly when it was put in. But the good urban design that you see left in the city is only there because it was allowed to be built without the off-street parking requirement. When you see an area like Westgate, you can see a development that's built with it. So that's a choice. And I think the overwhelming public policy that's been espoused by the city council and citizens is to have more of a Proctor and the walkable areas of downtown rather than Westgate or the far side of 6th Avenue, which is a big sparse area. I wrote an op-ed in 2006 that was published by the News Tribune. I'd like to read part of it if I could. Long abandoned by attractive West Coast cities, the off-street parking requirement is causing downtown Tacoma to grow in a sprawlish manner. Pocked with vacant lots is posing a significant barrier to the construction of affordable market-rate housing. In his authoritative text published by the American Planning Association, cited by Peter Callahan, urban planning professor Donald Shoup explains, off-street parking requirements especially harm the central business district. High density is a prime advantage of the central business district because it offers proximity to many cultural and economic activities. Parking requirement thus reduces the central business district attractiveness by undermining the essential features that makes its attractive, high density and accessibility. Another article that I cited in my op-ed said, on-street parking requirements, which have crept into many cities' laws over the last 50 to 70 years, have sucked the potential out of commercial properties on Main Street and downtown everywhere. And so I'm not going to read any further from that. But if you take a look at the kind of carnage in the pocked areas of downtown Tacoma, you can't blame developers so much. It's self-imposed by the city. That's a result of our failure to manage parking correctly and forcing that to be done. So so I think that this commission can feel very, very confident by the community consensus that's been reached, by the best peer-reviewed research that's been done, and by comparative cities that have been working on this area for the last 10 or 15 years. And it's a choice of what kind of urban design you want. And so I thank you for your time and your leadership, and have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Andrew Austin, and after Andrew, Tom Liu.
Hi, my name is Andrew Austin. I'm here with Transportation Choices Coalition, and we're a statewide education policy and advocacy organization that encourages and works to give Washington residents more choices to walk, bike, take transit, or carpool more. And I'm here today to fully support the proposal as it is in front of you. I think that, frankly, this is long overdue for the city of Tacoma. And in terms of the goals of the city and the goals of organizations like mine to make more walkable, connected, livable communities that will attract great businesses and new residents to Tacoma, and especially in this case to downtown, I think this will go a long way in doing that. I think that in a time where Pierce Transit is cutting bus service, the city of Tacoma doesn't have enough money to keep our roads well maintained, this is a huge policy victory for making sure that our city does all those things and is more livable and more sustainable. I think that by getting rid of the parking minimums especially will allow for better and better use development in our downtown outside of the International Financial Services area. And then I'm also very supportive of the proposal in here to basically prohibit new service level parking lots along our pedestrian streets. I think that anyone who walks down Pacific Avenue in the area of South and North Pacific Plaza and the parking lots across the street know that this is pretty much a pedestrian dead zone that's really not designed for people. And this is an important step to make sure that our downtown is a flagship area that's designed and built for people. And that's really important for our business and for our livability. Last thing I'll say is that even though this is a great aggressive proposal that I'm fully supportive of, encourage you to move forward, I think that this is an important first step. I think that once this gets implemented and we have time to see how things are going, I think it's important to keep pushing the envelope, look at expanding this to the entire blue area on the map, and expanding the service level, the service level parking provisions beyond just the pedestrian streets you see. I think that we need to continue to let the market decide not to force developers to overbuild and make sure that our streets are designed for everyone, not just automobiles. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom? And after Tom, Herb Simon.
Chairman, members of the commission, I want to thank you very much for letting me speak today. I'm Tom Luce. I'm the director of the Executive Council for Greater Tacoma. For those not aware of the Executive Council, it's an organization of roughly 12 businesses in the Greater Tacoma area. Our membership includes everyone from David Zeke, the publisher of the News Tribune, to Melanie Dressel, the CEO of Columbia Bank, to Herb Simon from Simon Johnson. And we were fortunate enough to have Chelsea come and give us a presentation a few weeks ago about the proposal here, and we had some concerns that we wanted to express to you today about those. And so I sent Chelsea an email with this letter a few months ago, just before I came here, so she'll have it for a formal record, but just so that you're aware, I'd like to read it briefly. We write today to express our concern about proposed changes to the off-street parking regulations in downtown Tacoma and how these changes might negatively affect the goals we share with the city on building density, vitality, and economic growth in our downtown core. As we understand the proposed changes, perhaps the most troublesome in our minds is the proposal to institute a maximum parking requirement within the International Financial Services area while reducing the existing off-street parking maximum from 3.6 stalls per 1,000 square feet to 2.5 stalls per 1,000 square feet. As it has been explained to us, the goal of this change is to promote density within the downtown. Certainly, as many members of our council are active in downtown real estate development, we share this goal. But as we look at the challenges we face right now, such as filling the 909 A Street building, for instance, we do not believe that the proposal as currently contemplated would work to achieve the goal it sets forth to accomplish. By setting a maximum parking requirement, the city makes it more difficult for our economic development efforts to attract new large businesses into the downtown. A business that may be otherwise interested in locating here may be discouraged by the requirements, and in such a competitive marketplace, that discouragement will be hard to overcome. There are other concerns that we have with the proposal, and we would request that you consider appointing a group of Planning Commission members, City Council members, and local developers to continue talking informally about how best to achieve these commonly shared goals of density, vitality, and economic development in our downtown. So I'd like to thank you again for the opportunity to present today.
Thank you. Herb Simon, and after Herb, Christina Walker.
First, thank you for all the hard work all of you do. This is important work, especially when we talk about planning for the growth of a community, namely the downtown community. Let me just make a couple points to reinforce what Tom Luce had to say. I am an investor downtown, a developer, and my question is, is this the way we need to fix something that may not be need fixing in these bad economic times? My concern is when we're starting to put more regulations on parking at this point, we may be scaring off potential investors. Our competition are the communities around us. Our competition is not a city 30 miles away from us. The competition is right around us. And sending bad signals about putting limits on parking at this time may not be the right way to fix this problem. But I do feel that every community needs a parking plan, and your hard work has not been in vain. But I think that to do this, we need to have a more collaborative method of doing this, and I would suggest, and I know Chelsea's worked very hard on this, and we appreciate her presentation to the downtown business community, but we were sort of surprised what has taken place without our involvement. We want to be part of the solution. So I ask you not to shelve this at all. You've done a lot of work. But let's find a solution by having a collaborative method with people that are investing downtown, members of the council, and your planning commission to come up with a good plan that would not scare other people from coming into Tacoma. We have a very high vacancy rate downtown in Tacoma. It's grown. I just received notice last week of another retailer, whom I can't mention, is high-profile developer, retailer, is leaving downtown Tacoma, and because there's easier places to be without parking restrictions in terms of parking meters for their customers, etc. So we're facing a lot of challenges now. So all I'm asking you is not to shelve this idea, but let's do this on a more collaborative method so we can all come up with a very good plan for the future Tacoma. Thank you.
Thank you. Christina Walker.
Thank you to the Planning Commission and staff for the opportunity to comment. I'm Christina Walker with Downtown On The Go, and we are a transportation advocate for downtown Tacoma. And as Chelsea mentioned, we did submit a letter, so I'll just reiterate a few of those points and also points that have been made earlier today in the comments. On behalf of Downtown on the Go and our board of directors, I would like to encourage you to move forward on the proposal to eliminate the parking minimums and retain the parking maximums at the proposed level. Downtown on the Go supports land use decisions that focus on the movement of people rather than cars, and as shown by the other cities studied in this work, as well as the other plans looked at, this type of policy is a really effective way to manage parking in downtown. And not only does it meet the objectives of Downtown on the Go and help us meet our goals to reduce the number of cars on the road, but it also fits in with your climate action plan, Tacoma's established commute trip reduction goals, and a number of other plans that I know were studied as part of this work. Additional parking is not going to make Tacoma more livable, more vibrant, and or more attractive to new businesses, but thinking strategically about parking, which I believe that this proposal does, will do that. Thank you.
Thank you. And I don't have any other names on the sign-up sheet. Is there anyone else who would wish to come forward and testify? Okay. Seeing none. I just want to reiterate that written comments may be submitted and will be accepted until Friday at 5 o'clock, September 30th. And we'll close this public hearing.